Indigenous leaders in Western Australia are calling for more resources for school and community education programs after a terrorism charge was laid over an attempted bombing in Perth. WA police allege a homemade bomb was designed to explode on impact, but failed to detonate when it was thrown at Indigenous protesters and their supporters during an Invasion Day rally. A 31-year-old man has been charged over the incident. An advocacy group for Stolen Generations survivors, Yokai Healing Our Spirit, says more funding must go towards Indigenous truth-telling and Aboriginal-led healing initiatives to tackle hatred and racism. Assistant Minister for Defence Peter Khalil says the whole community must come together to eliminate prejudice and racism.
We as parliamentarians, as a government, we have responsibilities as lawmakers to pass laws, whether they be anti-discrimination laws, hate speech laws, other laws, that penalise the worst of that kind of behaviour where it breaks down. That leadership is also a responsibility of community leaders, faith leaders, community members, that we are a society that is pluralistic, that is multi-faith, multi-ethnic, and it works because of decades of commitment by Australians.